a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, another edition of the program. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for listening to our extended Corona call-in question and answer special they've been having on KSL News Radio. We appreciate everybody dialing into that and readjusting to kind of some of the schedule changes we've had, too. We're pushing all of our stuff to our podcasts still. We're doing extended coverage there. The show still goes on. People ask us, that's like the number one question. What do you guys do to stay? Like, what are you talking about? I'm going, we're a talk show. We already talk about nonsense. So it doesn't really matter to us what we're getting into.
We're right at home.
Yeah, look. Scott Mitchell, of course, NFL for a dozen years, University of Utah quarterback. And it is the 8:05 cut. We've got a very special guest. So you don't want to miss it.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Joining us on the program, he's the head football coach at BYU. And, of course, we love having him on the program because he's a ray of sunshine, which is kind of where we're hoping to get Coach Kalani Sitake on the show here with us. Coach, thanks for being with us today, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I enjoy being called a ray of sunshine. I should come on more often.
Well, we could
you know,
make
Alex will sing that for you.
Yeah,
if you want.
Listen, we'll bust out the Sunbeam song right here. I have no problem feeling comfortable with it. All right, so Coach, one of the things. So we'll get to the football first, but I think a lot of people are in the same spot we are. I every day, you know, you go on ESPN or you go on like, you know, any of your sports pages you love to go to, and it's day 14 without sports. And are you stir crazy with everything? Are you like just chomping at the bit, chewing on your nails, trying to, you know, freaking out a little bit? Like, how are we going to make this thing work with obviously shortened, you know, practice time probably that you're going to end up having? So are you just going, I'm just going to ride this thing out and we're going to be okay?
No, I really feel that we're going to be okay. And I've been really encouraged with the things that I'm seeing from the general public, from our community, from just how kind people are and how great humans can be, you know. And I think this is a time where we have to rally around each other, and it's forced us in that position. But what a better way to do it than to do it with your family and to be around your loved ones and spend some extra time with them. And it's an adjustment for all of us. There's no one on this world that isn't adjusting right now. And the fact that we're all doing it together, it's something that everybody can have empathy for towards each other and I think we can all do this together. I know one thing. We're definitely united in trying to help everyone else and trying to get this through this. And I really believe that from the things that I've seen, especially from our community, you know, and all your listeners, I've been really encouraged with the wonderful things that I'm seeing. And it's such a wonderful time. And it's okay to smile and laugh and have some humor with it, because I really believe that the tough times will pass us by. And I look at leaders of our church and leaders of our local and federal governments and the leaders at our university. And I really believe that there's a high level of optimism. And now it's confirmed with me seeing it from the people. And I feed off of their strength. And I think that you know, I'm really encouraged about the future. But the future really happens with how we deal with today. And it's been really nice keeping the focus on a day-to-day living. And when things change hour to hour, it's really important for us to really focus in and a better spot to do it from within the home. So I think there's an adjustment for all of us, but I really feel encouraged that we can get it done.
How do you keep in contact with your players? And I would imagine that, you know, they've gone back to their homes and they're all in these different parts of the country, possibly even the world. And what are you saying to those players, and how do you stay connected to them?
Well, technology has been a blessing. This is where we're able to connect with a lot of the message text threads that we're in, and some of the apps that we're a part of that keep us in tune with the entire coaching staff, with the administration from school, with the athletic administration, with my position group, and with I can talk to any player and text them and call them and at any time and any moment. And that's the wonderful thing about technology. And you're looking at the things that have happened in the recent past, you know, just the concept of church from within your home. And now we're doing it for work from with home, you know, that within home, that's what you guys are doing. And we're all working on this together. And I really believe that this, we can become better people from it. And it's something that we're all sharing. So it's nothing that one person has to deal with that others can't understand. And I think that high level of empathy and understanding each other is going to be even better for us. And for us to be in a situation to communicate, we have all these different sources of technology that can help us do it.
Yeah. What kind of things are you guys doing recruiting wise? I know you made some changes, obviously, making the announcements yesterday at Coach IU and Jack Damuni taking over kind of the recruiting kind of wholesale, those guys being the guys now. And but in a day like today, how do you recruit and how do you get a good look at people? And obviously you're not flying around going to meet people or asking people to come visit you. So what's it look like in 2020 recruiting wise so far for you guys?
Well, I think connecting with the recruits is important, but I also think that there's a time and a place, and overwhelming them with information and recruiting information isn't really the thing to do right now. I think the thing to do is to be understanding of everyone's situation and maybe just a quick check on people and see how they're doing and let them know that we're here for them in any capacity that we're allowed to help. Really, I think there, as things get closer to recruiting and signing day and all that, things can ramp up a little bit more. But I think right now we're all dealing with something that's way more important, and that's overcoming this pandemic that everyone has to face right now, and then just letting them know that they have our support. I think that's the most important thing we can do in recruiting.
How much do you miss spring football? Is it going to have an impact when things do settle in and get back to normal? Or and how do you kind of, I guess, compensate for the lack of those practices you missed?
Well, you're talking to a fullback, so I'm not like a fullback in me always wants to play football, but the quarterback type of the divas of the sport.
Hey, you
really
can never get enough reps as a quarterback. I understand that.
Yeah, but I mean, keep in mind that no one's allowed to touch the quarterbacks, and that's pretty much their whole career, except for game day. And I understand why, but no, I think for the most part, the guys, they understand the situation, and I know that there's ways to get better, and it doesn't always require getting out there and working as a team and going on 11-on-11. There's a lot of parts of the game and parts of things that if guys were to do some self-evaluation and get some feedback from their coaches, there's a lot of things that we can challenge our players to get better at. You know, and for one person, it could be way different compared to another, and that's the wonderful thing about doing individual work. And we'll find out how guys really have worked in the off season and worked during that their alone time, you know, and that's with the inability to get to a weight room. And so a lot of our guys, so we've modified a lot of our workouts, and a lot of our guys have to find ways to be creative to stay in shape and things like that. But once again, it doesn't take that long to get in shape for football season. And Kalani, I think the most important part is taking care of their family first.
Kalani, if it makes you feel better, when I was in Detroit, they wouldn't let anyone hit Barry Sanders in practice. They could hit me all they wanted. Barry Sanders was the guy that was untouchable.
I think nobody could hit him. That's the thing.
Yeah. Scott said it was hard enough to hit him on a screen pass with a ball.
Screen pass, try to hit the ball off to him.
Scott's a really big man. It's not like that's an easy person to hit in the backfield anyway.
That's true. Kalani Sitake, BYU head football coach, joining us here on KSL's Unrivaled. And what about from like the standpoint of, I know some of these players, are a lot of them just like, did they head home, or are they still, I mean, I know that BYU's not doing the classes and telling people to get out of the dorms and everything, but what about guys who don't have, like, football is their family. The football team is their family. It's their closest brothers they have.
Yeah, we have some of our players. I mean, I look at a lot of our players are local, but, you know, a little bit over a third of our team has made that transition to their homes. We anticipate there's probably going to be more in the next couple of weeks, but I think the most important thing is making sure that they're going to a safe environment and that they're going to a situation that's going to benefit them. So we have some players that staying here would be a lot more more of a benefit for them with safety and also with the resources that we're allowed to give them. You know, Tom Homo's allowed us to have our food and our things worked through our Legends Grill, being able to take care of our players when it comes to food and their nutrition. But and so some of those guys would rather stay here. But also there's some that don't have many family members to go back to. So we've seen a lot of our players open their homes to their teammates, and I've been really pleased with what's going on and what I'm seeing from our players and from our roster, and just really proud of those guys and the high level of maturity that they'll be able to function in this time of stress and a time of craziness.
All right, we'll come right back to more of Coach Kalani Sitake, our conversation with him today about how he's dealing with the shutdown of everything sports and how the BYU football program is coping, but also how he, as a family, the Sitake family, what they do to stay entertained and how homeschool is going for Coach Kalani Sitake. It's all next right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.